So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a brisa. Tam Rabbanan, Kshanasi nichnas kolo am oimdim ve'in yoshimat sha'oim lem shavu. When the Nasi enters the Beis Medrash, everyone should stand up and remain standing until the Nasi tells them to sit down. Kshav Bezdin nichnas oisim le shura achas mikan ve'shura achas mikan at she'yashav bim kaimai. When the head of the Bezdin enters, only one row on each side stands up and remains this way until the Av Bezdin sat down in a seat. Kshachachem nichnas echad oimid ve'echad yoshiv at she'yashav bim kaimai. When the Chacham enters, each person that he passes stands up and then sits down until he sits at his place. And the Bnei Chacham and the Talmid Chacham were also given smaller acts of honor. As the Gemara explains, B'mei Reb Shimon Gamliel Nishnas Mishnah Zu. This procedure was enacted in the times of Reb Shimon Gamliel, when Reb Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, Remei was the Chacham, and Reb Nasan was the Av Bezdin. Ka'av Reb Shimon Gamliel Hasam Abakayim Mikule Amam Mekamei. Ka'av Eiler Reb Meir Reb Nasan Abakayim Mikule Amam Mekamayu. Originally, all were given the same honor. And when each one entered the Beis HaMedrash, everyone stood up. Until Reb Shimon Gamliel decided, Loi bayu lemehave hakir bein deli ledidhu, talk in homasnita. As the Nasi, I deserve more recognition than the others. Therefore, he enacted this procedure. However, hahu yayim olahave Remei Reb Nasan Hasan. Remei Reb Nasan were not present when the new takana was made, and on the following day when they entered the Beis HaMedrash, they were given a lesser honor. When they heard about the new takana, they decided to embarrass Reb Shimon Gamliel by asking him to teach Masechta Uktzin, which he was unfamiliar with. And he would then be demoted, and instead Reb Nasan would become the Nasi and Reb Meir the Chacham. In the meantime, Reb Shimon Gamliel got wind of their plan, and he prepared Masechtas Uktzin, and he passed the test. However, because they attempted to embarrass him, Pakid Vavkinu Mebe Medrasha. Reb Shimon Gamliel gave orders to expel them from the Beis Medrash, until Reb Yosi exclaimed, Torah Mebuchutz Va'anu Mebifnim, how can we remain inside when the Torah is outside? Therefore, Reb Shimon Gamliel permitted them to return. However, miyu neknesinu d'leinim rishmaita mishmayu. They were penalized that halachas were not repeated in their name. Rather, Reb Meir was called Acherim, and Reb Nasan was called Yesh Aymer. Later, Rebbe, the son of Reb Shimon Gamliel, taught the following halacha to his son Reb Shimon. Acherim Aymerim, ilu hayutumur l'hayukarv. And Rebbe explained that he could not mention Reb Meir's name because shabikshu la'akur kvaitcha v'chayt beis avicha. He attempted to uproot the glory of Rebbe's family, who were the Nasim. While Reb Shimon held that they can mention Reb Meir's name because lo yahanu ma'isayu, he was not successful. Therefore, Rebbe reconsidered and said, Amru Mishum Reb Meir. Ilu hayu tumur lo hayu karv. But nevertheless, he only said Amru Mishum Reb Meir, but he did not say Amru Reb Meir. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes Reb Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanan. One says Sinai Adaf, one that possesses vast knowledge and clarity, as when the Torah was given that Har Sinai is the most superior. While the other says Eikah Har Adaf, one that possesses a sharp and analytical mind, as one who can uproot mountains, is the most superior. And there was an incident in which there was an opening for the position of Rosh Yeshiva, and the two leading candidates were Rav Yesu, who was a Sinai, and Rabba, who was a Eikah Aram. They sent the following question to the sages of Eretz Yisrael. Ezeh mehem kaidem, which virtue has precedence over the other? They sent back Sinai Adav, Shakol Tzrichin Lamarich Yitayah. The Sinai is preferred, which was Rav Yesu, because his knowledge is needed by all. However, Yosef did not accept the position because, as the Gemara Masechta Berachos says, he was told by astrologers that he's destined to lead the yeshiva for no more than 2 years. Malach Rabba Esrin V'Tartishnin V'Hada Malach Rav Yosef, upon which Rabba assumed the position and led the yeshiva for 22 years until his passing. At that time, Rav Yosef was appointed Rosh Yeshiva and he led the yeshiva for 2.5 years and then died. And V'chol Shnei de Malach Rabba, Rav Yosef Afil Umne Labeisei L'chalaf. In the 22 years of Rabba's reign, Rav Yosef did not even call the blood letter to his home, as Rashi explains, either because Shalei Rotz Linik Shror Ba'atzmai, Rav Yosef refused to be honored in any way, or because Shalei Hoi Eloi Pnai, Elo Hoi Eisei Kosho B'Tayra L'fnei Rabba. Rav Yosef had no time because he was constantly learning Torah before Rabba. The Gemara continues that once the following three Amiram were seated, Abaya V'Rav Reb Zera V'Rabba Bar Masna, and they needed to choose a Rosh Yeshiva. And Abaye was chosen because the Amar Milsa B'lei Mifrach, his halacha was the only one that was not refuted. The Gemara continues, Reb Zera Charef U'Makshe. Reb Zera was able to paskin accurately because with his sharpness, he was able to go back and forth until he came to the right conclusion. While Rabba Bar Rav Masna, Matun U'Masik, he was able to paskin accurately because he would think over the matter thoroughly until he arrived at the right conclusion. The Gemara inquires, Ibailu Reb Zera V'Rabba Bar Masna, Hai Menayu Adaf, which of these two virtues is most superior? Take who the question remains unresolved. Hanulach Koy Mashiach, Veslikala Masechtas Harias, where Baruch Hashem completed the third parak, and Masechtas Harias, and will begin Masechtas Zvachim in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.